With open arms and bustling kitchens, Edmonton's Black community welcomes adventurous food lovers and enthusiastic home cooks to explore flavors from Jamaica, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Nigeria, Trinidad and more during the city's first ever Feed the Soul Dining Week from February 10 to 17. No matter where you're from, stories of culture and tradition are best shared over food, said event co-lead Rochelle Ignacio. Connecting like this is one of the easiest and most effective ways to showcase food-focused Black-owned businesses and highlights the positive influence the African diaspora has on our hospitality industry. Unlike perceptions from a U.S. lens, where New Orleans, Southern-style cuisine is predominantly what is thought of as soul food, that descriptor for Canadian Black communities is much more wide-ranging, because those represented include many Caribbean and African nations. For me, soul food is the food of my childhood. Trinidadian foods like mac pie with spinach, coconut milk and okra, or red beans and rice, said Ignacio. And places like Mojo Jojo Pickles, selling pickled and preserved vegetables, fruit and eggs, are Black-owned businesses that we want Edmontonians to know more about. Festivities start on Friday, February 10 with a $5 jerk chicken meal takeout pop-up hosted by Flava Cafe. Located at 8307 118th Avenue, the special runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., or while supplies last, and is designed to be accessible and affordable to all Edmontonians. Daily flash sales and time-limited offers from participating food establishments or retailers will also be highlighted each day of the event. At a kickoff event highlighting some of the food and drink that will be on offer this week, Edmonton City Centre MLA David Shepherd said Black History Month is the ideal time to demonstrate how food expresses the culture of the community. Food is also something that helps build bridges. That's why Feed the Soul Dining Week is such an amazing thing for us to have here in the city, to celebrate our rich diversity of Black culture, expressed through many types of amazing food, said Shepherd. But also, it's that bridge where we can reach out to others, and get to help them know cultures maybe they don't know and understand. With 14% of Edmonton's Black-owned food businesses closing since 2020, event organizers say holding Dining Week during Black History Month offers an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the big, bold flavors soul food is known and loved for, while helping Black-owned food-related businesses entice new customers. Edmonton is blessed with some amazing Black-owned restaurants drawn from a rich diversity of African and Caribbean cultures, added Shepherd. Whether stewed beef, jerk chicken, kifto beef and injera, spicy tropical dill pickles or a classic roti, there will be something pleasing to every palate. Participating Black-owned businesses include dine-in restaurants like Sauce Modern Caribbean Cuisine and Spice and Rice, while takeout restaurants include Graham's Jerk House and Cafe Caribbean. Makers featuring products and services include Layered by Rissa, Token Bitters and Mojo Jojo Pickles. Feed the Soul Dining Week is a great way to showcase our contributions to the local food scene as Black-owned businesses, said participant Keenan Pascal of Token Bitters. It will serve as a reminder that we serve delicious food and drinks, bursting with flavor all year round. For a full listing of participating restaurants, visit feedthesoulyeg.ca. Follow at Feed the Soul Yeg on Instagram and Facebook for the latest news, daily features during Dining Week, and more.